Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Expert Insights Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Expert Insights is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on your professional and personal success, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, top coaches, world stage speakers, thought leaders, thriving entrepreneurs and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Margaret Tran. Margaret is a life coach and Reiki master with many commendable career accomplishments to her name. Having received advanced training in a wide array of healing arts, she also uses writing as a tool for self-expression and helping others. She has released her new breakthrough best-selling book, The Actions, 7 Steps to Powerful Change, and we're going to be discussing that with her today. Margaret, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Vicki. Thank you very much for inviting me here. I am honored.
So for those who have not had the pleasure of meeting you yet, can you give us a little bit of information about your background and how you came to your passion and purpose in, you know, really healing arts and helping people to achieve their fulfillment in life?
Sure, I would love to. Let's see, I have to go back in time a little bit so people know my true background. I was born and raised in Vietnam and lived there for 11 years. And then I came and grew up in the United States. My passion since I was little is always helping people, healing. So I think in 2012, I believe, I lost my beloved mother, and I was in so much pain. I didn't know how to grieve, and I fell into depression. I didn't know I fell into depression, and so my family almost fell apart due partly me, partly I didn't know how to connect with my family as well. I was destroying my family, almost divorced my husband. My daughter had depression as well. I didn't know that either. And she ran away. She cut herself. She tried to commit suicide. Meanwhile, I was trying to commit suicide myself. I wanted to join my mom, and I thought that's the only way to go. So one day I was asking my daughter, what if I get divorced with your dad? What do you think? She broke down and cried. And, you know, kids cried for 10 years. I've seen it. I've heard it. And it was normal. But this cry is like crying from the heart out, like crying for help. Why is this happening? And so it hit my heart. My heart all of a sudden felt ache. And it's not like I haven't been aching enough, but this is a different aching. All of a sudden, I realized there was something wrong with me. So I went searching for help. Throughout the 4 years, the inner healing journey had inspired me to start writing the Actions book because I know the steps that I've been through to help myself and my daughter. And I was in hope by providing highly adaptable techniques for the readers to start to reconnect and reconstruct their priorities and tips and tools for everyone to overcome the barrier they face. So the growth process inspired me to become a writer, and hopefully that will guide others seeking to regain a sense of purpose and happiness. So that's how I started writing and how I come to my passion and purpose in life.
That is so fantastic and so incredibly moving. So tell us a little bit about the work that you do and how that might have prompted you to move into writing a book that would help others.
Throughout my adolescence, I was an introvert and still is now, partly due to my culture. And I arrived in United States at the age of 11. So the only way for me to express my feeling is into writing. Through the whole 11 years in Vietnam, I was bullied. I was calling out names. It was terrible. And I couldn't speak up for myself, partly due to my culture. I cannot speak up, especially surrounding the adult. I cannot speak my mind. I cannot tell my feeling, my expression, just because of my culture. So the only way for me to turn into writing is to express my feeling. And so I write, I was growing up. And again, I was very timid and afraid to speak up. Like when I go to school, I cannot raise my hand and tell people what I feel, tell the teacher how I feel, tell the other student how I feel. The only way to do is in writing. So I felt more comfortable expressing my thoughts and my emotions in writing. So I wrote more or so when I was sad, disappointed, lonely. So came to America, still, I did the same thing. I still did not speak up. I still write mainly to express my feeling. I know some people might think that when coming to America, I was young, so I should change and adapt to American ways. But somehow I think 11 years in Vietnam, it's cemented in the way I was. Thank goodness I was in depression. Once I figure out how to get out of it and how to express my feeling, how to release and let go of my feeling without writing, and I succeed that. Not a lot of people that I know be able to do that. So therefore, my writing, like I said, I was hoping to help them get the guidance so they can get out on grief and depression. Grief and depression, it's not just because you lost a parent, a sibling, brother, and sister. Everything in life can give you depression and grief. So therefore, my writing hopefully can help women, men, mainly for women. I think men can express themselves more than women. That's my personal opinion. To many people that I've spoke to, women are less showing how they feel. And so for me to help to overcome the grief trauma and hopefully restructure their daily life routine so that everyone can live by their life by desire, not by default. So now I am living my life in desire, not by default.
That's so powerful. So Margaret, tell us a little bit about the book. What's the book all about?
The book is about the mindset, how your mindset control everything, and happiness and gratitude. Happiness and gratitude changes everything. As a matter of fact, in today's world, we often think of success of having money and power. But to me, that is not the path to the real happiness. And I've seen most people are stuck. They know that they have dreams they want to achieve. They know they want to live a happy life, but they have no idea how to make it happen, especially the simplest things that we often take for granted. Like for me, every morning I wake up, I send out my gratitude. Thank you for the warm bed. Thank you for the roof over my head, food in the fridge. I feel very fortunate. But a lot of people that I've coaching, they don't have that in their mindset. I always tell people to start your day and end your day with gratitude for all that we already have and for all that is on the way. So happiness is a choice. We have all the right to practice happiness. My book is focused on achieving happiness. And happiness in our life, we pass it on. we're creating more love. And life doesn't have to be perfect in order to achieve it. Our mindset always have negative. So everything comes out first is negative. Why this not happening? Why that not happening? Everything is negative. So my book is trying to help people to change their mindset. And they have to take action in order to achieve it. You cannot just say it. You have to do it in order to take action. And so in my book, there are different forms, healing modalities, techniques for them to reassess themselves, to examine their mind, to create change, just a single habit every day that you can change to make your life become better and you become a better version of yourself. So that's what my book is about.
That's so beautiful. So do you have any tips? Because right now a lot of people may be having some challenges with happiness, and there's just a lot going on that hit us suddenly, and lives have really changed a lot, you know, with the pandemic. And So I was wondering if you have a couple tips in the book to get people started on that path.
One key to guide people is to stay positive. That's the first thing. The minute you think of negative, change it right away, instantly, within that second, because think of a good thing, not negative thing. Another thing is also, it's in with this key guy, is that your surrounding people. Okay, so staying positive is easier when you live in a positive environment. And that meaning by surrounding yourself with people who bring you up instead of down. Practice your mindfulness throughout the day and learn appreciate life more by thinking positive. Stay in the present moment. If you learn how to live mindfully, you will be able to ward off feelings of anxiety, rumination that often make people feel negative. And so by practicing that every day, just one small thing every day, the minute you think of negative, change it to positive right away. The positive will bring you happiness. Always think of happiness. Think positive thought, happiness thought. So by doing that, you can change the way your thoughts manage your life. The minute you think negative, turn it to positive. Like today when I came out of my salon that I own, the power went out. Well, I was like, oh my God, why is this happening? To me, it's okay. Well, it's fine. It will be back on in 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I don't know the time, but it will be back on. Everything will be all right. Everything will be good. That's like an affirmation for you to bring it out. Everything is going to be okay. Your day is going to be good. I am happy. The power is out. So I can relax. So that's the way to change your mind, your thought, because your thought manages your life. So that's my advice, is to change your mindset. Change the negative to positive. Surround people with positive people.
That is, again, so very powerful. So when you look at the book and you look at all of the contribution you're making to people's lives through the wonderful information contained in the book, what would you like to see that contribute to the world? What would you like to see that look like, that contribution for others?
Well, my deepest desire is that each of us becomes full of love and happiness in our own life. When we do that, we pass it on, we will create more love and happiness all around us. I would like my book to go all over the world so people can read it. And the minute they see the word actions, they think of themselves, I have to take action today. I cannot wait any longer. That's all I want, is my book is to go around in hand of all the people that in need of, want their life to be happy, want their life to be fuller, but become more passionate about whatever they want to do. That's why I named my book The Actions, that everyone, the minute they see the actions book, they're going to take action to make change. And my book names 7 Ways to a Powerful Change. So I'm hoping my book will make powerful change to everyone. It doesn't matter people who need help or who don't need help. If they read my book, they will see the powerful change in their life so they can be happier in their life, their business, their family, whatever they want to achieve in life. That's all I want.
Well, what a beautiful wish that is for all the people in the world. Margaret, thank you so much for being with us. I know that the book, Actions, can be found on Amazon.com and other booksellers. If people wanted to connect with you, do you have a website or a URL where people could go possibly and do that and find out more?
Yes, I have a website, and it's called www.newmindsetnewresults.com. Or they can go on my Facebook, Margaret Tran Author. It's easy to find. Either that, or if they want personally, write me for any questions that they have, any issue that they want to ask. They can go to my email, margarettranauthor@gmail.com.
Fabulous, Margaret. Thank you so much for sharing the generosity of your time and all of the great information with us today. So I appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity for me to share my experience, my desire, my purpose, and my passion. Again, thank you very much.
And for those of you listening who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast, and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.